on account of I can't see out of any window. And now I've got a backup. And it's got a backup camera on it, which is nice. And this is a one-way street. Well, that was fucking weird. Also, I think this is everything from the Idea Forest. I think this is way more shit. But it was all boxed up. I didn't really have time to go through it. I mean, like I said, I had nothing but time, honestly. But I did not have the wherewithal to dig through all these boxes that that dude packed up for me. He's like, ah, here it is. You got a lot of stuff. I was like, yeah, I don't want half of it. I'm like, no, just, yeah, I'll take it all. I have crammed it all in there. And now we go home. I think there's a box here that says do not sell before March 20th, 2020. Part number ZB Doom E C E S E T E N. That I'm trying to think, like, what came out in March? Is the ZB Zenimax Bethesda Doom Eternal? Is that what, that's probably what this is. Well, then is this other box up here? Like, there's supposed to be a goddamn Valve Index in one of these boxes. But I didn't really have time to look at what was what. They originally didn't have the shipping packages, the mailroom stuff in with this stuff. It was just desk stuff. I was like, yeah, I emailed the dude. And they're like, what? Cool. So I guess they're going to have to mail me my car keys when they can get them. And, yeah. All right, how do I get the fuck out of this city? We just take this to 9th, and then I bust a ride on 9th. And then something else, and then something else. I guess there must have been a Doom Collector's Edition. It's got to be what this is. Doom Eternal Collector's Edition or something. March 20th. Is that sounds like the day Doom Eternal might have come out. God. I don't even know what the fuck is coming out. March 20th. When did Doom come? Maybe that's probably when Doom came out. That's probably when Doom came out. Let's get back into the worst music in the world. Well, a mix. Some of it is the worst music in the world. Most of it is. And some of it's fine. Billboards that try to take advantage of these modern times, like this one for, I guess, a deodorant that says, please refrain from smelling. Wait. Okay, there's a sign block. I can't quite tell you what this thing says yet, but it seems like there's a word missing. Oh, please refrain from smelling so good that people violate social distancing. Get fucking fucked. How about that? How about fuck the fuck off with that shit? I got no fucking sense of humor about this shit. It's fucked up too much shit. I'm too pissed. I'm too fucking pissed off at all of this stuff and everything that's happened to fucking be like, you smell too good. People want to get close, but you don't want them to get close. Put it on the billboard. Okay, this top box is from Valve, so that's the Index. This box below it is from Bethesda, so yeah, okay. Mystery solved. These two boxes are up here in the front seat with me. The back is all... This is a lot of shit. This is a lot of shit in this car. I gotta move this Valve Index so I can see the side mirror. And then whenever I stop the car, the box slides forward and blocks my view again. You know, it's been the nice thing, preparing for this by going places with a baby is that you need to bring a lot of things. You know, whether it's a stroller or a pack and play and a mattress for the pack and play and food for the baby and clothes for the baby and a bag of toys for the baby to play with. You know, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. Also, it's very surreal doing this drive. The last box wouldn't fit anywhere, so I had to unbox it. So I'm within arm's reach of two copies of Dragon Ball, That Time I Got Reincarnated as Yamcha. Two copies. In case one catches on fire or something, you know. Just the name of this track makes me angry. Good. There's a lot of good music on Spotify. I haven't been listening to much Spotify since I've been home. I'm listening to a lot of my own stuff, you know. No, I can't handle that. I can't handle that you're a nerd, man. Whoa, what? You like Marvel movies? And baseball stats? What a dork. No one likes any of that shit. It's a cosplay apocalypse. Sword blue hair. It's a cosplay apocalypse. John Stamp gets scared. It's a cosplay apocalypse. Nerds are coming. Your knees are running. What? They can't put a stop to this. It's a cosplay apocalypse. No, I mean, it's not... Typically, a cosplay apocalypse would mean the end of cosplay. Sling gone, or this is the stud. This was the stud, right? This bar is gone. Whether it was the sling or I think it was the stud. It's about some time someone realized that the Venga Boys were writing classical music. Wow, it's all cleaned up. That bar is gone and completely ungraffitied and unadorned. Shit. Frog, nice. If I heard that noise come out of a forest, I wouldn't go into a forest.
Your mouth locked, boxed and stitched, cause I'll drop you, bitch. Stop this music battle and amaze your days, get confused and baffled. I'm lapping you before you even move to travel. I'll pass you, be a sore loser, asshole. Master, please, I'm a savage beast. I'm a rash, you don't have to even scratch to bleed. From every angle to your anger to your ass and knee. My rhymes are like a gasket, so you gas to breathe. You try to rap the beat as fast as me, I rap rapidly. I rap rhapsodies, not rap CDs. My mind beats you in each like a rap this beat. I couldn't sell the tune if I kept a billion rabbits feet.
What?
I got it as a joke, but now I only have one question. Tell me where in the world did
all my time go?
See a chick fishing for likes, another one who thinks she's funny. Boys who look like they eat cigarettes for every other meal. Is it actually that good? Cause somehow I cannot stop scrolling. Tell me where in the world did they've got cosplay and drawing.
There's a big old voting center set up here for voting by City Hall, and it's just like the number of like cop cars, and everyone's wearing masks and all this stuff. Like, it's really fucking clamped out. It looked like if you took all the people out and left a couple of guys with guns, you would be like, oh, Division 3 is set in San Francisco. Weird.
Yeah.
No one needed. This is another one of those things that just no one needed. I take it back. Now that this is going, I needed this. Florist with the sign that says Balloon Rainbows is still here, so that's good. What is this fucking scam ass shit? Okay. The Felton Institute, Innovation and Social Services. Like, that seems like it's just a front for a cult. But maybe not.
Tomorrow. everything about the name of this song, band, everything is bad. So it's got to be grindcore in a way that you read it and go, oh, this is some kind of bullshit.
Repair store says, as seen on YouTube at Electronics Repair. Oh, you're the repair store I saw on the YouTube.
Thank you.
All right.
How are you today?
Don't ask.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Have you been well?
Eh.
Did anyone hug you today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a smile or a kiss?
Yes.
How are
you
today?
Whoa. You know.
Have you been breathing?
No.
Are you able to see another day?
Oof.
Did your pet know you were loved by it today?
No.
Was it happy to see you?
Nah, it's just kind of hungry, really.
Were you needed by your loved one today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm tall, so I get stuff out of the cabinets.
How were you today? Has life been good to you?
I
didn't ask if life was fair. But has it been good to you?
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Were you hungry?
Yeah.
Were you homeless?
I'm hungry right now. I'm not...
Did you have something good to eat?
Mm.
I didn't ask if you had steak or lobster. Did you get full?
For like a minute.
How were you today?
TBD.
Was it a good
honestly,
day?
It's still working on it.
A day to be glad? A day to be thankful?
Whoa.
How are you today?
Today? Fine.
Why consider RVing?
There
are several good reasons why anyone might consider RVing. For a start, it's fun and it's easy.
Well,
you can throw your gear in your RV and set off any time that suits you. You can go where you please for the most part, and if you get tired, you can stop and have a nap, or come back the next day to do so. You can seek out all those little villages and shops that are never seen when traveling commercially. Once you get to a place you like, you can stay there for longer than you intended if you want to. Now imagine if you went on your vacation destination by airplane. You'd have to line up at the airport for hours to catch a plane that's leaving at some godly hour of the morning or night.
I mean, hour.
There are sure to be delays due to bad weather, bumpy flights, not to mention that ever-present fear of terrorism.
Your
luggage could easily go astray.
Generalizing,
and there's
here.
The boredom of sitting for hours at a time with very little scenery to look at. You get to see nothing of the country in between your departure and your destination.
Yeah, but I get there.
You need to pay
for
the cost of accommodation, cabs, or public transportation, as well as plane fare. And you can't go where there's no public transportation unless you walk or rent a car,
and that's
even more cost.
Okay,
RVing is the cheapest form of holiday travel, apart from hiking. The only cost is for your fuel and the relatively small cost of booking into a park, which is even optional. Of course, you'll have to buy the RV to start with, but when comparing that cost with staying at motels or resorts, you'll find the RV wins hands down. Once bought, you'll have your RV for years to come, and the price won't have risen every year, as the accommodation costs do. Besides, you can rent one if you don't want to buy one. RVing offers freedom from the schedules of commercial traveling. Even if you stay at a resort, you usually need to keep to their timetable, at least for meals. When you go on the road with your RV, you can stop when and where you like, eat when you like, and you don't have to be out by 10 o'clock the next morning.
I mean, what if everything's closed? You know, like, we got here at 3 a.m. and this is not an all-night town. I mean, you're kind of... glossing over a lot of fair criticisms of the RV lifestyle here, that I think.
I like it when you say you've got a gun in your back. That's so hot. That's so hot. I like it when you say you're gonna kill JT. Turns me on. Turns me on. I like it when you say you're gonna be kissed up. Gets me off. Gets me off. I like it when you say you go gay for Ben. That's so bomb. That's so bomb.
Thank you.
you know, it's a decent song about ponytails. It's not my favorite, but... fucking with me. You got a walkie-talkie up in that tree. You're making that noise. That's you. Come on, come on. Like, of course David Duchovny put an album out, right? I mean... It's like, how am I gonna keep my addiction to fucking going if I don't put an album out?
Make it shine.
This will probably be good. Like someone who would work with that guy that was on that Sonic the Hedgehog rap.
I don't know.
really a fan. Wow, you did a cover of Kids in America, but called it Kids in the Future, because you're the Jonas Brothers, I guess. And because this is on a movie soundtrack. So it probably has to play well outside the U.S. This sucks! Fuck you! Get fucked, assholes! Now I love it. Sick fucking breakdown. Let the fucking beat go. Let the bass go.
Thank you. legit gym. Crazy kids, crazy kids. This country's gotten now. You can't cuss in NASCAR. What next? You can't pee in the pool during synchronized swimming?
Big synchronized swimming fan.
They got a lot of that out in California all day. Political crack garbage. I'm out there 4 months a year taping this TV show. I'm going to tell you this story. I got to eat this restaurant. I was living with a girl out there for 3 weeks until she found out I was there. And,
this is from the best of Larry the Cable Guy.
And she looked like Pam Anderson, all right, only Vietnamese. And we go to this restaurant. We go to this restaurant, and they wouldn't let me in. And I'm not saying everybody, but there's a lot of people think they're better than you are out there, all them rich, white, uptight Hollywood tofu-farting fairies. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sick and tired, man. That's right. They can kiss my hard rock, Dolph Lundgren-looking hind ends, what they can do. But they wouldn't let me into this restaurant. The guy goes, you got to be dressed properly to come in here. I go, I'm an American citizen. They're like, it don't matter. You got to wear the right clothes. So I took out my Constitution. I always carry with me in the United States. I do. I got one in my back pocket. And I said, right there in the Constitution says I got the right to bear arms. Right there in the Constitution. Right there. All right. Get her down. That's right. That was a big kiss my ass for the Ponderosa Steakhouse right there. But they got all that political correctness out there. You can't smoke in a bar in California no more, which irritates me. It's a bar. You're not going in there to talk about Jesus and eat celery sticks. You know what I mean? Good Lord, people all irritated. They're running around. They're like,
you mean to tell me that we can't have one cigarette the whole time?
I hope nobody has one of them. I feel bad if they did. But that's funny, though. What's somebody mad at me in the back there?
Hey, kiss my ass, huh? Kiss my ass.
He tried to rush the stage. Got all them goofy TV shows out there, them reality shows. You ever see that? What is that, The Apprentice? Isn't that the dumbest show you ever seen in your whole life? It's basically a game show, all right? And first prize is a job. Who the hell wants to win a job on a game show? Good Lord, what's second place, jury duty?
Thank you.
station called Disco Funk Music Club, which is, you know, it's not, not the... a genuine
over to tears to see Jordan doing anal. And my upskirt shots off Britney Spears. She even found my MILF spot, which didn't work out great. It only seemed to make things worse when she recognised one of her mates. My mum found my MPEX, now she thinks I'm vile. My mum found my MPEX, I had a massive file. My eyesight is fading, I've got an RSI, cause I can't stop wanking over pixelated furry pie. My mum found my MPEX, now...
That's, from one classic track to another, the playlist provides.
I used to think about immature things.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
The club, baby, I'ma hit them draws. Yeah, I'ma break you off.
That's all.
Every freak should have a picture of my dick
on their walls.
Pull over the shits, don't over the clip, yeah, just for my
dog.
Yeah, gangsters, hustlers, wasters, busters.
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Rich boy, said it quick.
Now I got all this shit. I don't need most of this shit. Well, hopefully there's, you know, 20-ish copies of Sneak King in here somewhere. The important stuff. Yeah, this is fucking crazy. This VR headset. March 16th. March 16th. It's fucked up. It's a long time. All right. Well, I guess I better unpack this stuff. Have a good day, everybody. I'll see you later.